You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. All right, I'd like to kick things off with something fun. If you've got a Gmail account that you haven't touched in ages, it's time for you to show it a little love, okay? You want to log in, send an email, watch a YouTube video, whatever it is. Because if you're not using your Google account, come December 1st, poof, into the intergalactic bit bucket it goes. Google's going to get rid of it because they say, hey, listen, you know what? If you're not using it, you're going to lose it. Hey, listen, on that happy note, you're about ready to get more tech smarts because every single thing is now a tech thing. I'm, of course, Kim Commando, America's digital goddess here with you. It's the biggest show. It's the best show. In my humble opinion, of course, it's the most trusted show. And if it's your first time tuning in, a huge welcome to you and to our returning listeners. It's always great to see your happy faces with us. And you can find my award-winning show on over 425 top stations throughout the United States. And you can find me as a podcast, wherever you get your podcast, just search for Commando with a K, and you're going to get Kim Commando today. And a special hello goes out to our listeners in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force in 175 different countries, and who are listening right now on the American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And I need two things from every single one of you who are listening right now. Number one, tell one person. That's right. Just tell one person on your social, in person, whatever it may be. I don't know. Go stand on the corner with a sign. Just one person about Kim Commando today as a podcast and the Kim Commando show. And number two is give me some feedback. Tell me what you'd like to hear more of. Head over to commando.com. Hit that link that says email Kim. Alrighty, every single day you can count on me to check at least 35 to 40 different websites. And here are the top five things you need to know that's happening in tech right now. And we're going to role play for just a moment. Say you're the boss. One of your team members comes in and says, can you spare 15 minutes for some advice? Or what if they say, can you spare 15 minutes for some advice? This is so important to my career and my life. I would just really, really appreciate it. Okay, pretty similar, but probably the second one is going to go, all right, I can give you 15 minutes. Now, this emotional language trick actually works with AI too. Oh my gosh. Researchers found that adding emotional phrases to prompts made artificial intelligence responses better by about 10% in performance, truthfulness, and responsibility. I actually tried this out myself this past week. I said, you know, because I have to write a trivia question every day. And so ChatGPT, it kind of gives me some ideas, but I can never just have it totally just do it by itself. So this past week, I went in and I said, you know, give me a trivia question that's human interest with four answers, one real answer. And I want you to use your smarts, and I want you to make it a question that people want to pass along. And I think you could do this because you have it. Let me tell you, giving AI a little positive sandwich actually worked. I was really amazed. So the next time you're using ChatGPT or something like that, try adding some phrases like, this is really important to me. I value your response. Don't make me look like a fool by giving a stupid wrong answer. You know what? It does work. Moving on to number two, let's talk about AI and the weatherman. Oh, another job is about ready to bite the dust. You ready? Meteorologists. That's right. There's new software developed by an AI company, DeepMind, called GraphCast. And it can predict the weather over 10 days in less than 60 seconds. It can also predict extreme weather events without even being trained to find them. Some that are difficult. We're talking about hurricanes. It predicted the landfall of Hurricane Lee in Long Island 10 days before it happened. Traditional tech meteorologists all fell behind. Wow, 10 days before it happened. Scientists have found that the GraphCast gets the forecast right, drumroll please, 90% of the time. It works like this. It takes the two most recent states of the entire Earth's weather. Using that data, it can predict what the weather will be like in 6 hours or less, depending on if you just want a city. Oh my gosh, the whole world in 6 hours. Moving on to number three, Amazon has a new security robot. So cute. Astro for Businesses. It roves around your business looking for trouble with his HD camera and night vision. Offers a 24/7 live view, two-way talk. Sends you alerts if there's a bad person in the building. Basically, it's Alexa on wheels. Costs $100 a month. And it'll contact the Ring rapid response team, sees anything suspicious. I have to tell you something. This is like this Astro robot that they have for your house. I actually purchased one and I was super excited. I was on like that invite list and I spent $1,500 to get this robot. And then it got delivered and it sat in the foyer of my house for about a week before Barry said, "So what are you going to do with it?" And I said, "Oh man, it just makes kind of creeps me out that I'm going to be having a robot go all around our house taking videos and mapping out the house for who knows who to hack and to have." So I just put a return label on it and sent it right out. So before you buy one of these roving Amazon robots for your business or house, just consider that. This is some good news coming in at number four. A year ago, Apple launched the emergency SOS on the iPhone 14. So many cases, people surviving car crashes, getting lost in the woods. This past week, a man and his buddy were on a road trip taking photos at Banff National Park in Canada. It started snowing. Their car started drifting out of control, flipped over. They were stuck, and there was no cell phone service, but the guy remembered his iPhone had emergency SOS. Within 10 minutes, they called emergency services. So Apple is doing iPhone 14 users a solid, extending the free trial for yet another year. It already has a two-year trial, so this lets Apple avoid saying how much they're going to be charging for it at some point. And finally, this coming out at number five, it's a crazy story. You know how trail cams work. You set them up in the woods. They snap pictures of any movement, bear, tigers, whatever it may be, and then sends the images back to you. Well, in Texas, the Del Rio Police Department decided to use one of these trail cams to spot what they were saying was illegal dumping. But this guy, let's just call him Mr. Buffoon Burglar, he decides to steal the camera from the Del Rio Police Department. He takes it home. Wait for it. He sets it up in his bedroom. Okay. Remember, these cameras are designed to capture activity, send it back to the source. And they did get the activity. A shirtless guy in his bed with a woman, tattoos all over him. One tattoo showed his last name, Martinez. Needless to say, he was identified, brought in, and talk about stupid. All right.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to LipsynAds.com now. That's LibsynAds.com.
Oh, we have an old friend back on our show. Let me tell you all about him. Did you ever think that you wanted to be a social media influencer? But you say, oh, I can't do that. That's for like Gen Zers and millennials. I mean, how could I ever do that on TikTok? Oh my gosh. I'm so glad that you're here because we are going to be talking to Steve Austin, better known as Old Man Steve. And he has a massive TikTok following, almost 2 million folks. And let me tell you, Steve, you know, he is young at heart. He's an 85-year-old man who has figured out that TikTok is more about just simple joys. And he shows things like whipping up his oatmeal or making sandwiches. And he's part of this awesome trend that's called Grandfluencers. These are older folks that are absolutely dominating on social media. Steve, thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be anywhere.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. So why do you think people love your TikToks?
Gosh, that's a good question. I've tried to figure that out. As you said, most people on TikTok, I would think, are young people. And they've referred to me as Grandpa Steve sometimes. And a lot of my fans want me to be their grandpa, or I remind them of their grandpa. So I don't know if it's, I just can't figure it out. It just happened all so fast, and I'm having so much fun with it. It gets me up in the morning, I'll tell you the truth, because I look forward to interacting with my fans and getting suggestions from them as to what I can do.
So when they approach you as a grandfatherly figure, do they ask you for help and advice?
A few have. Most of them I not only get requests from young people, but I get their parents who say that they enjoy me and their kids watching me because I'm so wholesome, and everything I do is G-rated. I don't go away from that. So I don't know. I can't put my finger on it, but it makes me feel good, and I hope that it makes my fans feel good.
So how many videos are you putting out a week, do you think?
Oh, I do one every day. I used to do a couple, maybe three a day. I'm down to maybe one a day now, except on the weekends I try to do more because I figure that people are around more on the weekends.
What has been your most successful video?
Well, my cooking videos, and actually I don't cook. I'll make a bowl of cereal and call that cooking with Old Man Steve, or I'll make a peanut butter sandwich. And for some reason, people love that. My second, in fact, that's how I was on the Rachel Ray Show, because she heard about my cooking videos, and that was a real treat to do that because she got a kick out of it because she knows that I'm not a cook. I do a thing called Magic Saturday with Steve where I try to do a magic trick, but I always can't do it or mess it up or something, and that's a lot of fun, and I get a lot of views on those sort of things. But I also just sit and have a cup of coffee and eat a cookie and just wish my fans good morning and hope they have a good day. And I always tell them to be kind to themselves and be kind to other people.
Well, that's good advice at any age, really. And so let me ask you a question. Are you making any money at this?
I've made a few bucks here and there. But I that's very misleading. People think that because you're on social media that you're probably making a lot of money. And I'm sure a lot of people are, but I think you have to get millions and millions of followers constantly in order to be in that bracket. I have gotten some money from doing some videos, but it's not a lot of money. I have gotten products. On one of my videos, I talked about my back hurting, and I thought I'd probably need to get a new mattress. And a couple of weeks later, I get an email from a mattress company saying they'll send me a mattress if I do an unboxing. So there's that. I got a free mattress.
You know what? So, that's good, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's good. That's great. Especially for a senior like myself who lives on a fixed income, product endorsements, even though I don't get paid, I might get some merchandise. So that's been a lot of fun, and I look forward to that. And I don't endorse just anything. I do have my standards.
Well, of course, we all have our standards. Now, so what's your take on anybody who's listening right now, who's an older adult, and they're saying, okay, yeah, but Steve could figure that out, something like I could never do?
Well, everything that I've done, I'm self-taught. I, as far as my equipment is cameras and lighting and all that, it's something you can learn. And there's so many things that you can access on the internet to teach you. I say if you have a hankering to do what I do or similar to what I do to give it a try. Have some fun with it. Don't be too serious. I've always, I think, all my life been a frustrated actor, but I never did anything because I didn't think I could. And now, starting in the age of 80 and on up, here I am. People say, well, you're an actor now. And I said, well, I don't think of it that way. I just think I'm just being myself and just doing what I do and enjoying it. And if you enjoy it, watch it. If you don't, don't. That's my philosophy. Well, you can always change the channel.
That's true. You can always do something else or watch something else. There's always 100 million other things to see on TikTok. Well, you know, old man Steve, you're fabulous. Thank you for being here. And for anybody who's listening, you ought to check him out. You're at Old Man Steve, right?
Right. And thank you. I enjoy it, and I enjoyed being on your show, Kim.
Oh,
good
anytime.
To see you again.
Nice to see you too. Yeah, it's been a couple of years. I'm glad to see you're still up and about.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, old man Steve, super cute, super great guy. All right, let's talk about police scanners. In case you ever want to put one of these apps on your phone, here are some to check out. 5-0 Radio Police Scanner, it's free and it lets you listen to local as well as international radio frequencies. You can also look up police short codes within the app. Another one that's really popular is Police Scanner Plus. It has over 40,000 different stations to listen to. And again, reuse the word. Plus, you can record what's happening on a station for playback later. And then finally, there's iScan. It's the letter iScan. And it lets you to listen to police radios from all around the world. It has a map to view the location of the police calls and lets you create custom feeds, too. If you need links to any of these, just hit commando.com and then type in police scanners.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
All right, joining us here on the Kim Komando Show is our very own amazing content queen, Ali Seligman. Hi there, Al.
Hi, Kim.
So we're going to be talking about using tech around the holidays.
We are indeed.
You know, one of the things that we did years ago is that we recorded my mom telling everybody how you make a turkey.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's so great. And so now in like our group chat, I clipped out where she was saying, in her New York accent, you know, just take the butter and put the butter all on the inside and on the outside and just a lot of butter. And and then she actually said, and don't have Kim do this because she won't use butter. She's going to use olive oil. But we need butter.
I was just going to ask, do you follow her recipe? Do you use the butter?
I don't use the butter.
Oh, Kim, the butter.
The
Come
butter.
On.
I know. That's that whole Brooklyn thing that's going on. So tell us what's first on your list.
Yeah, you're going to be happy because I'm not going to tell you how to control the lights, what to do with Alexa. We're going for new stuff here. This is one that I implemented last year, a digital cookbook. Okay. How annoying is it when maybe you're trying new recipes and you're like, oh, let me find the tab or, oh, it's on my phone and everything is everywhere, right? So I found all the recipes I wanted to cook. I took screenshots of them on my iPad. And then I could just swipe through and have all of them right there in the same place. You don't have to find all your cookbooks. You don't have to find all the tabs and all that stuff. So
are you saving them like in the Notes app or where?
Yep, the Notes app works well. You can also do this. Just save them all and make a PDF out of them and open it as one document. There are lots of different options. We'll throw all those on the website if you are like, Allie, I don't know how to do this. but it is really helpful just to have one place, right?
Yeah, well, that is a problem because, you know, when you go to look for a recipe online, I'm guilty of this too. Because, you know, it's like, okay, I go to Food Network, I go to All Recipes, and then like the Pioneer Woman will pop up. And I'm like, okay, where did she? And then you have like the bloggers that will tell you like, you know, I always loved my grandma's chocolate chip cookies and they're the best chocolate chip cookies. And you're like, I just want the recipe.
Yes. And you should definitely go to Print Friendly. If you want just the recipe, you can use that there. You can look at the reader mode. There's a print mode on most recipe websites. So that's the version you want to save, right? Not the one with all the pictures and the stories and the...
No,
yeah.
So annoying.
You don't need that junk.
So annoying.
And a good thing to do with your iPad if you're using a tablet. Don't just set it on the counter, because I don't know about you, I'm a little bit messy, especially when I have 8 different things going. So a cookbook holder is actually a really good way to do that. Or they're, you know, $10 options on Amazon.
You got it. All right. So what do you got next?
Do you send holiday cards?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I know. I have a friend of mine, and she sends them every year.
And they're perfect.
Oh my God, they're so perfect. And it's like the front page and the second page. And it's like, so here's what's happening with us.
Oh, it's a full letter.
Oh, and then it's like, no, but there's all pictures throughout. Okay, and here's what child number one is doing. And they're so wonderful. And child number two is so great. And child number three is amazing. And child number four is out of jail. You know, you're like.
Oh. I have a feeling I know who this family is.
Oh, yes.
But alas, yeah, me neither. I can't get it together to, what, take photos, pick a card, print it, put everyone's addresses? Absolutely not. Why don't you do it digitally this year? I'm giving you permission. If you are looking at the clock saying, oh no, I still haven't mailed these things, that's fine. Just do it on the internet. There are all kinds of places. You can do it on Canva, Adobe Express, Paperless Post is a good one. You pick your cute little template, put in a note. You can put in photos of your family, whatever you want. And then great, just email it and you won't be late.
Or you know what else you could do is that if you've got a lot of people on your list, okay, is that you can go over to like MailChimp and use one of their templates.
Oh, look at that. A whole fancy email.
And just slap that in there. Okay. and you're just like hit send and you're like, buh,
you
done.
Would send a Christmas newsletter. Of course you would.
Of course I would.
I love that. Yeah. All right. So no more guilt, right? You don't have to buy stamps. So you're welcome.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
We don't want to buy. Well, you know, although Forever Stamps, I always feel like I got to deal with that because whenever I go to Costco and I buy the Forever Stamps, you know, and then like maybe 2 months later, they go up in price. I'm like, yes, that was good.
I saved 3 cents.
Yes, amazing. I'm ready. All right. So what do you got?
This is the time of year when we all take a lot of pictures. I think about, you know, big family holiday gatherings of years past, and you had to find like, I don't know, the weird family friend to take the picture. Like somebody who you wouldn't be that sad if they weren't in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Bummer
yeah.
for that person. It's very obvious, like, Dave, you're going to have to take this.
Because we don't really know you. We're not really, we don't even know why you're here, but.
We enjoyed your company, but yeah, you don't have to do that anymore because there's a timer built into your phone. And I promise you, you're going to be able to set up your phone better to take the picture than Dave could anyway. He's probably just going to make everybody look not so good, right? So go into the settings on your camera app and you can choose 3, 5, 10 are the usual choices. I always set mine to 10 seconds if it's a big group because you want to give people time. You'll see a little countdown on the screen or just tell people, hey, hold your smile, 10 seconds, and then it'll take the picture.
Okay, but I was so tempted to buy a Pixel phone just because they have that feature.
It's so cool.
Yes, tell everybody about it.
So essentially you take a bunch of group photos. Let's say you take 4 different photos. It's me, Kim, Andrew, and Wayne. And we all have a really good face in separate pictures. So in one picture, Kim's got her eyes closed. Well, we don't use that one. We take the good face from every person, every picture, and it stitches them together so everyone looks perfect. It's crazy.
You know, I was thinking like that about, I don't know, 15 years ago, we had a big family reunion.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, there's, I don't know, 35, 40 people in the shot. Mm. Okay. And of course, I was in the first row because it was happening at my house.
Okay.
And I was the one like organized it. So I was in the first row. And then I have to tell you, it was bad for a lot of people because I picked the picture like I looked the best in.
Well, of course. And that is your prerogative as the person who, you know, arranged for the photos. But yeah, that is a really nice way to have everyone look good in the photos. It can also help too if you decide, you know what, we're going to have Dave take the picture. That's fine. Have Dave use burst mode. So instead of just taking one picture, hold down the shutter button and then you'll take a ton and you're more likely to get more people looking good than, you know, if he takes one or two pictures.
You know, now that you're talking about that and about Dave taking the picture, is that I have a nephew who's like the girls were like on a carousel. It was like new girl. I was like, you know, so who are you dating this week? Who are you dating this week?
Okay.
Okay. So I had her take a few
of
pictures
course.
Too. Because I didn't want to be like, okay, so you're not going to be here like in 2 months. Okay. So one of those things.
Yeah. She knew though. She
did.
Yeah. And finally, Okay, think about your holiday gathering, and then there are those people sitting around staring at their phones the entire time.
Oh, you know what? I hate that.
I know. I hate that, too. And we want to help those people if you are that person, because you just can't stop checking your Instagram to see what everybody's eating on Thanksgiving or whatever it is. Go into your settings, and you're going to mess with your screen time. Now, I don't recommend you set overall screen time limits for your phone, because, I don't know, maybe you're going to be texting people, but you can do this app by app. So if there's something that you know, ooh, I'm going to get sucked in to X or TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, whatever it is, go put a screen time limit. So on your iPhone, you just go to the settings and it's called screen time, and you can pick, okay, for Instagram, I only get 10 minutes today. On an Android, you're going to go in the settings and it's called digital well-being. Same thing. You can set a certain amount of time that you want to be on your apps. And after that, they kick you out.
Okay, I went to a holiday party.
Okay.
Okay. Like pre-holiday party, really.
And oh, already this year?
Yes, this year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And when we showed up, there was a basket at the front door.
Put your phones in it?
Put your phones in it.
Whoa, how did it go?
You know, I didn't feel comfortable with that. I was like, you know.
I should have seen that coming.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's my phone, you know. And so Barry's like, you know, put your phone in. I'm like, I'm not putting my phone in the basket.
You refused.
I just left it in my purse. And then I went to the bathroom. I was like.
Were there a lot of phones? Do you think most people did it?
Yes.
Do you think you were the only one?
I was probably the only one that didn't. You know, and I was probably wondering I was in the bathroom all the time.
Oh, you better wait. The ghost of Christmas past is coming for you.
I have a UTI. Sorry. That's just. No, I don't. I swear I didn't.
But anyway. The season.
All right. So you're going to write all this up and put it on the site and in the newsletters and good stuff like that.
Yes.
Allie, great job as always. Thanks for being here. All right. So you're checking out on Amazon and that box appears. Do you want the extended warranty? No, you don't, really. I mean, unless you just drop things all the time and you're really bad with your electronics, what you want to do is see if your credit card offers you any type of extended warranty. But if you do find yourself where you really want the warranty, I mean, again, think twice. Most electronics are going to break as soon as you get it. I mean, and some of these warranties don't cover breakage if you drop it. So it's just under wear and tear. So I want you to really, really think about that before you start wasting your money on extended warranties.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
All right, let's see who's next. Larry in Peoria, Illinois.
My pleasure to talk to you. You are an angel out there. Really appreciate your show. I'm a huge fan. Been listening to you since Dallas when you had the pool for your homepage many years ago.
Yeah, that was funny. Yes, that's perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Two questions for you today, Kim. How do I get myself out of these people searches? You had an article or a show you talked about it in one of the tech news is about getting rid of the people search. But when I tried to do that, they started asking me for personal information to verify me. And I'm thinking, no, I don't really want to give that, do I? And the second question is about these cookies. How do I turn them all off to be sure?
Well, you got two different topics here, Larry. Let's talk about the people search sites. Is that for many, many months, we did something called Opt Out Tuesday. And every Tuesday, we helped you get out of a people search site. But we started running into roadblocks because we would give all the instructions on how to opt out. And then the people search sites would turn around and then change all the instructions on us overnight. Be like, oh, my gosh. And the people search site, there are just so many out there with names that you don't know and I don't know. And, of course, you know, there's always the big one, Family Tree Now. And then you've got Zaba Search and PQ. And that just goes on and on and on. It becomes a bit of whack-a-mole because as soon as you get yourself out of one site, another site will pop up with the same information or maybe even more detailed information. But you can do it. You can do it. We have steps over on commando.com for all the popular websites. And they do have to ask for some verification. You know, so this way they know that you really truly are you. But I'm always cautious, like you are, of giving out my driver's license to just about anybody under the sun. nonetheless a people search site, right? Like, okay, right. What are we doing here? We have a relatively new sponsor of the show. You may have seen their ads and heard the ads. Maybe you've seen the ads in the newsletters and heard the ads here on the show. It's a company called Incogni. It's Incogni. And I check out every single sponsor before I even allow them on my air, as you might imagine, because my reputation is so very important to me and trust. And sure. I was so skeptical. Like, yeah, sure. They're going to get me out of these people's search sites. So, of course, you know, they give me a coupon. I sign in. And in just a matter of minutes, they removed my data from 74 different sites. I mean, literally, a matter of minutes. And now I've got 114 total sites that they're working on getting rid of the data from. And these are people, search sites, but also data brokers. They do charge for this. And I think they charge $7 a month. And if you use promo code Kim, you're going to save 60%. But again, you can do this all yourself. But sometimes it's easier to maybe find a good service that will do it. And again, like I tell you, I was so skeptical. Like, yeah, sure. Because I know what a nightmare it is to try to get yourself out of these sites. So that said, what were you concerned about with cookies?
Well, cookies, when you go to the site, it says how to adjust them. Well, are they already turned off so they're not doing that stuff when they're on off to the left? Or are they, we got to turn them to the, swipe them to the right, so they're turned green or whatever to stop them from taking and tracking my personal information. I'm confused.
Well, first of all, cookies, what they do, these really small text files, and they're put on by websites that you visit. They will hold things like anything that you left in a shopping cart, your login information, any type of personalized experience. They're not going to go in and grab your private data. But they are identifiers that could be linked to your profile on that particular site. Now, when you do to go to a new website, especially depending upon what site that you live in, you may have to accept or reject all cookies. That's especially true if you're coming in from, say, the state of California that has some pretty strict privacy rules. You're in Illinois. They are also way up there as well. So I'm not surprised that you're seeing accept all cookies or reject all cookies. So what you want to do is hit the button that says reject the cookies if you don't want them. If you want to accept them, you can do that. And you're still concerned about your privacy. You want to use your browser in incognito mode or private browsing. It's not that everything's not going to be shared, but it is limited just a little bit thereafter. So I wouldn't worry about those cookies way too much. I know we all love cookies. Sometimes we don't like these type of cookies. And don't forget, you can always remove all the cookies inside your browser settings as well. Larry, thank you for your kind words and thanks for being a fan for such a long time. And I appreciate you getting through. Pretty amazing stuff right there. All right. So you have an Amazon device in your house and you're doing a lot of talking to it. Maybe even it's picking up conversations that it's not supposed to pick up. So here's what you can do. Go to amazon.com/Alexa privacy settings in your browser. Once again, amazon.com/Alexa privacy settings. And then you can review and you can delete your recordings. Or if you are using the Alexa app, just open up more, hit settings, and then Alexa privacy. You may be surprised about everything it has picked up over time. If you need those exact steps, we have them all for you at commando.com, where 24/7 you can find me at KOMANDO.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.